他叫特里尼克尔斯，被美国政府判处162个无期徒刑。
He was named Terry Kells and was sentenced to 162 life sentences by the U.S. government.
外加9300年有期徒刑。
In addition, a sentence of 9,300 years of imprisonment was imposed.
这是迄今为止对个人判处最长的刑期。
This is the longest sentence ever handed down to an individual.
美国人之所以对他如此痛恨。
The reason why Americans hate him so much is.
肯定是有原因的。
There must be a reason.
1995年。
1995
他和战友提摩西·麦克维共同制造了911事件发生前美国本土历史上最致命的一起恐怖袭击事件。
He and his comrade Timothy McVeigh were responsible for the deadliest terrorist attack in U.S. history before the Oklahoma City bombing.
也就是著名的俄克拉荷马城爆炸案。
That is the famous Oklahoma City bombing.
1995年4月19日上午9点。
9:00 a.m. April 19, 1995
这辆黄色福特卡车悄无声息地停在了俄克拉荷马城第五大街的联邦大楼前。
The yellow Ford truck quietly parked in front of the federal building on 5th Street in Oklahoma City.
一分多钟后。
One minute and a few seconds later.
惊天动地的巨响。
Earth-shattering roar.
撕裂了整座城市。车内装载的 2.3 吨硝酸铵混合炸药。
Tore apart the entire town's vehicle-mounted 2.3-ton ammonium nitrate explosive.
直接将这所九层高的联邦大楼切掉了一半。
Cut off half of this nine-story federal building directly.
Wow!
Look at that shot. It is absolutely incredible.
That's an incredible shot.
The side of the federal building has been blown off, Jesse.
The side of the federal building has been blown off.
About a third of the building has been blown away.
冲击。
But that a third of the building has been blown away by the impact.
波震碎了方圆16个街区的玻璃。
Bo shattered the glass in a 16-block radius.
86辆。
86.
汽车被掀飞，324栋建筑损毁。
The car flipped over, damaging 324 buildings.
由于正是上班时间。
Because it was during work hours.
大楼里和附近的街区。
The building and the surrounding neighborhood.
有许许多多的上班族。
There are many office workers.
680多人在爆炸中受伤。
More than 680 people were injured in the explosion.
168人不幸罹难。制造这起惊天爆炸案的主谋。
168 people were unfortunately involved in the plot of this shocking explosion.
是一名参加过海湾战争的退役老兵。
He is a retired veteran who participated in the Gulf War.
他叫提摩西·麦克维。
His name is Timothy McVeigh.
他是美国第一步兵师有名的神射手，服役期间还曾获得过铜星勋章。
He was a famous sharpshooter in the 1st Infantry Regiment of the United States, and he also received a Child Star Medal during his service.
可战争结束后
，After the war，
他的生活一切都变了。
His life has changed.
由于脚伤，未能通过特种部队的选拔。
Due to a foot injury, he failed to pass the selection for the special forces.
麦克维选择了退役。
MacQ chose to retire.
让他崩溃的是。
What made him collapse was.
这个国家似乎用完他就抛弃了。退伍后找不到工作。
It seems that this country discards those who have retired and cannot find a job.
更没有任何福利。
There are no more benefits.
曾经的英雄沦为无人问津的路人。
Once a hero, now just an ordinary passerby.
麦克维的思想慢慢发生了变化。
Michael's thoughts gradually changed.
并逐渐走向了极端。
And gradually moved towards extremism.
而真正引燃这颗炸弹的是美国政府的两场暴力行动。
The real trigger for this explosion was the two violent actions by the U.S. government.
在1992年的红宝石山脊事件中
In the 1992 Ruby Ridge incident,
联邦执法人员狙杀两名妇女儿童。
Federal law enforcement officers killed two women and children.
在1993年的维克惨案中
In the 1993 Vicksburg massacre,
联邦特工强行攻入大卫教派据点。
Federal agents stormed the headquarters of the David cult,
造成76人死亡
caused the death of 76 people,
其中包括19名儿童。在麦克维眼中
including 19 children in McHugh's eyes.
这不再是正常的执法。
This is not normal law enforcement.
是妥妥的政府暴政。
It is a proper government tyranny.
他深受极右翼民兵运动思想的影响。
He was deeply influenced by the extremist right-wing militia movement.
认定只有用暴力才能唤醒民众。
It is believed that only violence can awaken the people.
才能向暴君复仇。
Only by fighting against the tyrant can we achieve revenge.
视频开头的特里尼克尔斯曾是麦克维的排长。
In the video, former Sergeant Terry Collins, who was once a sergeant under Major MacKay,
两人关系相当密切。
They have a very close relationship.
政治观点也一致。
Political views are also consistent.
维克
Peacekeeping.
惨案发生后
After the tragedy,
两人开始密谋报复联邦政府。
They began to plot revenge against the federal government.
为了这一天
For this day,
他们精心策划了许久。
They had been meticulously planning for a long time.
麦克维特意选择4月19日
MacCord deliberately chose April 19th,
也就是维和惨案两周年纪念日的这天动手。
That's when they decided to attack on the anniversary of the peacekeeping tragedy.
他将袭击地点定在了俄克拉荷马城的联邦大楼。
He set the target location to the federal building in Oklahoma City.
特里尼克尔斯为此准备了 2.3 吨硝酸铵混合炸药。
Trinica has prepared 2.3 tons of mixed explosive nitrate ammonium.
爆炸发生时
When the explosion occurred,
俄克拉荷马城几乎所有执法部门的领导都在打高尔夫。整个城市顿时陷入了极度的恐慌与混乱。
The leaders of almost all law enforcement agencies in Oklahoma and Tulsa were suddenly in a state of panic and chaos, all playing golf.
令人想不到的是
Surprisingly,
麦克维在案发90分钟后就遭到了拘捕。
MacHugh was arrested 90 minutes after the incident.
当时
At that time,
他正开着一辆黄色轿车
He was driving the yellow car.
沿着35号洲际公路逃跑。
Run along Interstate 95.
巡警查理汉格。
Police officer Charlie Haggerty.
发现这辆轿车没挂车牌。
Found a car without a license plate.
因此将他拦下。当麦克维摇下车窗。
Therefore, he stopped the car when Michael rolled down the window.
这位经验丰富的巡警立即发现他神色慌张。
The experienced police officer immediately noticed his nervousness.
且随身携带了武器。
And also carried weapons on their person.
随即以非法持枪和交通违规的罪名将他逮捕。
Subsequently, he was arrested on charges of illegal possession of firearms and traffic violations.
当时谁也没有想到。
No one could have imagined it at that time.
这次看似普通的交通拦截
This seemingly ordinary traffic stop
竟然意外抓获了美国历史上最大的本土恐怖分子。
Surprisingly, he managed to capture the largest homegrown terrorist in American history.
与此同时
At the same time,
FBI 的调查也在飞速推进。
The FBI's investigation is also progressing rapidly.
他们在爆炸现场的废墟中
They were in the rubble of the explosion site.
奇迹般地找到了炸弹卡车的前轴，上面的车辆识别代号清晰。
Miraculously, the vehicle identification code on the front of the truck carrying the bomb was clearly identified.
可见
Visible.
顺着这条线索
Following this clue,
警方迅速锁定了租车信息。
The police quickly identified the rental car information,
并确认了嫌疑人正是刚刚被捕的麦克维。从案发到锁定真凶
，and confirmed that the suspect is indeed Michael Y, who was arrested just now, and from the crime scene to identifying the true culprit,
仅仅用了不到两天的时间。
In less than 2 days,
当时的媒体称
，The media at that time called it,
这是联邦调查局有史以来最高效的调查之一。
This is the most efficient investigation ever conducted by the FBI.
麦克维落网一天后
，McQuarrie one day later,
尼克尔斯得知自己也被警方通缉。
Nichols learned that he was also on the police's wanted list.
随即主动投案自首。
Subsequently, he actively surrendered and confessed.
在审判尼克尔斯时
，During the trial of Nicholas,
由于联邦陪审团在死刑判决上意见不一致
，Due to the disagreement among the federal jury on the death penalty,
使其逃脱了死刑。
He escaped the death penalty.
但其被指控162项一级谋杀罪。
However, he was accused of 162 counts of conspiracy to commit murder.
且罪名全部成立。
And all the charges were proven.
最终
Finally,
尼克尔斯被判处162个无期徒刑。
Nichols was sentenced to 162 life sentences.
且连续执行
and execute consecutively.
不得假释其他罪名
No other charges will be dismissed.
比如使用大规模杀伤性武器等
For example, using weapons of mass destruction.
累计叠加刑期9300年
A total of 9,300 years of cumulative imprisonment.
如今
Nowadays,
他依然在科罗拉多州的最高安全级别监狱中服刑。
He is still serving his sentence in the highest security prison in Colorado.
麦克维被控11项罪名。
MacQ was charged with 11 charges.
其中包括8项一级谋杀罪。
Includes 8 first degree murder charges.
2001年6月11日。
June 11, 2001.
他在美国印第安纳州被执行注射死刑。
He was executed by lethal injection in Indiana, USA.
成为美国自1963年以来首名被处死的犯人。
The first American to be executed since 1963.
作为美国历史上最大的本土恐怖分子。
As the largest homegrown terrorist in American history.
他策划了美国历史上最严重的恐怖袭击。
He orchestrated the most devastating terrorist attack in American history.
但是仅仅过了三个月
However, only after 3 months,
他就失去了这个名誉头衔。
He lost this title.